Welcome to the Building for Life podcast. I'm Missy Manuel, and I will be sharing all things building, lives, and homes. I'm excited to launch and share all these things growing and thriving. Welcome to another session of Building for Life podcast. I have, again, Allison Babin, our marketing director, and Greg Manuel, my husband. We are continuing our conversation on the importance of foundation, a good foundation for our homes and a good foundation for our lives. And so, Greg, I want to ask you, continue to ask you some questions on, you know, we talked about last episode in really preparing the land and making sure the soil is worthy, uprooting some things. Once we're ready to pour a slab and like what's the preparation once the land is ready? Like what would I need to be doing?
Well, you need a good design for that. First of all, you need to know where your load-bearing walls are. Is it a single-story house? Is it a two-story house? Is it have brick on the outside? Or is it just siding? And that's going to determine the depth, width of your footings as well as how much steel you're putting in those footings. Rebar. Most people hear rebar. They don't know what that means. Reinforced rods.
Reinforced rods. So there's rods, there's footings, and then the mesh is...
Well, the mesh comes later. That's the very top after everything is in. But your exterior footings are grade beams, and your interior grade beams are very crucial. That's going to really be the strength of the slab. The 4 inches that we pour on top is almost just a finished surface.
Okay.
Well, I think that's so important, too, is that what I keep hearing is that you have to go deep before you can build up. And that's something in our lives, too, that we can't just start at the surface and try to build this extravagant life that we want to live because we don't have that reinforcement. So you have to go
hold it
deep, to really have the strength to hold up whatever beautiful life that you want to create.
Yeah. And, you know, I think I've seen people build their lives on things that aren't solid. And then the foundation can't hold it, and they blow their life up because they can't handle it. So, you know, I think it's the foundation is important. Identity is our foundation in our lives. So you're talking about the footings, the rods. What other applications? Because I know when you have less worthy areas, there's even more things that we would need to do to support our structure.
Well, just to kind of add what y'all are saying, people tend to skimp on what they can't see. The footings, the foundation, the dirt, all of that goes away. People don't see it after the walls go up. They see the finished product, and that's all that matters. But really, how we build the grade beams, the footings.
The non-pretty stuff.
Yeah. We have to be sure of the plasticity of the concrete, the compressive strength. There's not too much water in the admixture. We have to make sure that when they lay that wire mesh in the concrete, that it's not sitting on the dirt. It's not sitting at the top. It's in the middle, so they have little chairs to sit on, and all that has to be placed properly or it's not going to be effective.
Right.
So there are steps in the process that if you miss them, the result won't be good.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I know for me personally, I missed some steps in building a foundation. I mean, I had definitely things I was building on that was not, my foundation was not secure, one. And then I was building with things that were not things to build on. If I have to say that, it was, you know, acquiring and that kind of thing. But, you know, I think there's always a remedy for our lives. We can always go back and strengthen. And I mean, I'm in the process, been in the process for years, just strengthening my foundation and the things that are holding my life up.
When, I guess I would love to ask both of y'all, because you both are in what I think would most people would look at and say, they've got it, right? Y'all have manual builders, y'all have manual commercial, y'all are building an empire and building a lot of people around you. So what were some of those foundational steps that you had to take in order to have this life that we, I guess, get to see the pretty parts of?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty normal, and I'm not sure what people see when they see our lives, but we do have to work a lot on it. And I think initially on the business, it was more organic growth, and we didn't really think about the foundation. We didn't think about the people and growing them and leadership and like we didn't think about foundation. We just thought about doing the day to day, which I think is what people do in their life. It's like, well, let's just go to the next thing. But then at some point, and the more it seems like every time we wanted to grow, it was like, ooh, we can't support this growth. Mm-hmm. And then things would start falling apart and then we'd have to back up. And so we learned, Greg, you can share because you were knee deep in that process.
I was part of, seeing that every time we reached a threshold, we were reactive in how we were building. And, you know, I was thinking about the slab, and if you're not measuring properly, if somebody's not really checking where that plumbing has to go in, then later on you got to come and it's really a mess to have to tear out concrete, relocate the plumbing, pour it again. That's a mess. And we've seen that. We did not have the cultural foundation that could support the growth that we were shooting for. Mm-hmm. And we had to rip some things out and we had to redo them. And so, how many times did we have to go through that before we finally figured out there's a better way to do it?
And I think just and we'll get this in later episodes, but just the continued maintenance of our lives and of a business and what it takes to really be a thriving business and have a thriving life.
You never get to set it on a cruise.
No. And our lives are the same way. I mean, you know, I have people, they'll call and they're in crisis, but it's like, what's your day-to-day look like? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at Greg and I's life day-to-day, it's pretty boring. Like, we get up, we have our quiet time, we have our coffee. You know, I mean, it's not, like, super exciting, but it's building a solid foundation. And the bigger we grow and the bigger our lives get, the bigger and stronger our foundation needs to be. And so we can't go super fast, and we're people of faith. And so that's, I mean, we need that solid foundation and that grounding before we even start our day, or it just wants to unravel. Right. So, that foundation is huge. Well, what else, Greg?
To Greg's point, too, it's the not pretty stuff that's more important.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, it's so exciting when they start bringing the colors and the light fixtures. And, like, that's what excites me, and I love it. Like, I mean, we're kind of in the process of building, and it's like I want to just see the exterior. Like, I don't know what the foundation is going to look like. I just want to see the exterior, you know. And I think that's a lot in our lives. It's like we just want our life to look like this, but we don't understand that it's the day-to-day grind and the non-flashy stuff. Mm-hmm. That work is what's going to build that good foundation so that you can build the life that you want.
That's kind of different than what I like to see. I really like to go out before the walls are up. When the framing is there, before it's all covered up, I want to see how well the wood fits. You know, is that rafter cut spot on? Are the doors plumb? Those things to me are amazing. Once it's covered up, I kind of lose interest.
Yeah. So let's get back to the slab. We're off, but the slab, there's other, like in our house, we had to do driven pilings. And why was that?
In some cases, you don't have a real solid strata until much deeper in the ground. So you can't dig out 16 feet to hit the solid strata. So you drive pilings to the solid strata and everything sits on top of that. We had another reason too. Mainly, I didn't want to see our house sliding down the hill toward the river.
Yeah. So, well, and how much did that have to do with where we decided to place our home next to the river?
Well, it was a difficult site.
Yeah.
That we chose. We had trees. We brought in, 250 truckloads of dirt. And so there was a lot to it.
A lot to consider.
A lot to consider. And we did have engineering done. We did soil testing and took all those things and tried to take all the precautions we could. But still, it wasn't without some fault. You know, some things got missed or we see a little crack here and there. I mean, I don't know that it's ever perfect, but with enough thinking ahead, enough good planning and a good foundation, you got a lot better chance later on.
And, you know, I think the sites are different. The needs are different, just like our lives. I mean, what I need is going to be different than maybe what Allison needs. We grew up different. We had different things occur in our lives. And so we need different things, and we need different things to make sure that our foundation is stable. And so there's so many analogies there. You know, we decided to build in a spot that needed more attention. And that was a choice. Sometimes I think we choose things that we don't even know is going to cause us to have more attention. You know, whether we pick a mate and then it's like, oh, we have a lot of work to do. But it's always changing and everyone's different and everybody comes in at a different place, and that's okay. I think, you know, when you come into Manual Builders, we know all of these things and what to do. And so we guide you along the way. And then in life, you know, we talked about in previous episodes that we need someone to help us along the way. Because, I mean, I don't know what I would have done without people investing in my life. You know.
And different people throughout different seasons too. Absolutely. So, I mean, a home goes through so many different seasons, and so do we as people. Mm. I, in the season of my life with young children, need something completely different than you might need right now. So I think that's really important too, that those things can change throughout your life as well.
Yeah. So identity and how we see ourselves, that is really the foundation of our life. Like, we talk a lot about our dream and designing a life and having a blueprint. We've talked about that, but that has to sit on our identity. Like, do I even believe that I can do that? Am I worthy of a life that I want to build? If that's not true, if I don't feel like I can even have what my dream is, I'm going to bring my life to the level of what I believe. Mm-hmm. And so that's the importance of that foundation. And the foundation is our belief system, basically. And our belief system has been built over time through experience. And we all grew up in a different era, a different family. We had different beliefs. And so for us, it's been, and Allison, you're on the growth journey too. It's just looking at those beliefs and the things in our foundation that maybe were set up and aren't setting us up for where we want to go. And there's always hope. You know, we can always change, unlike a foundation in a house. I guess you can chip it up, which is a hassle.
Well,
growth is a hassle.
I can't stop thinking about something you said. What was unique about our site? And I thought about the site selection, something you said. It was really attractive, but did we really count the cost?
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
All the way through.
Because it cost a lot to have to do the work that we did on that site.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was a lot more than
that. And I think sometimes what you were saying, when you say, I want my business to be this big, what's the cost?
Right.
What's the cost in my life? What's the cost in my time? What's the cost to my family? What's the cost to my employees along the way?
Right. And, you know, as we're growing, we're really holding tension there because we know over years we have to have the base that can support the growth. And so we've been really busy in the last, 3 or 4 years, is just building that system that can handle the weight of the growth that we anticipate. So, yeah, anything else on slabs or providing a good foundation? I mean, I know we talked about another kind of support where it's flared.
Oh, that was bell-bottom shafts.
Yeah.
Just something to think about if you want more footing at depth. But there was also something about when to pour and when not to pour the concrete. There's certain seasons that you don't want concrete to be poured when it's going to freeze.
Okay, so I had a story. Terry Wardle actually was in a carpentry crew, and this was Ohio, so it did freeze. And so they poured, they thought the slab was fine, it was cured, and they began to build. And he said he was at the top of the roof, and it started to get warmer, and he heard some cracking, and it started to crumble because the foundation wasn't cured, it wasn't strong enough. And it didn't hold what they built upon. So it goes to the same point.
Well, until it's completely dry, until it's completely cured, if it freezes, it'll crumble like cornmeal.
Yeah, yeah.
So that, and you certainly have to be careful about not pouring in the rain. You'll get a lot of washout. You know, just some considerations other than once you've got all the right reinforcement in place and you've got the right concrete coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, again, I think our point is, number one, I think at Manual Companies, basically, we will take you through and make sure that every step of the way we are guiding you with the things that you don't know, because I think for the most part, our homeowners don't know all the things that we need to do and why we do it. And just the importance of our foundation, and a foundation that we build a house on, and the care and the attention, and then our lives, same thing. So next episode, we're going to talk about more foundation failure and what do we need to do when we are having some issues and maybe some remedies for that. So join us next week, and we'll be talking about all things failure.